Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and our study is a construction site tour, the tabernacle in the wilderness. In this session, we'll be looking at Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 16, a foundation of precious material. The tabernacle in the wilderness had a foundation made of pure silver. There were 100 blocks of pure silver weighing 100 pounds each, 5 tons in all. A hole in each held the gold-plated wall boards and the gold-plated bars to secure the wall boards together. It was a very solid structure. Everything depends on the foundation because the rest of the structure sets on that base. The silver foundation speaks of the blood of Jesus Christ on which our redemption depends. Where did that silver come from? Well, the children of Israel gave it from the spoils they gained plundering Egyptians during the Exodus. Look at Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 to 16. And then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, when you take the census of the children of Israel for their number, then every man shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord, when you number them, that there may be no plague among them when you number them. This is what everyone among those who are numbered shall give, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs. The half shekel shall be an offering to the Lord. Everyone included among those who are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering to the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. When you give an offering to the Lord, to make atonement for yourselves, and you shall take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shall appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord to make atonement for yourselves. The silver came from the ransom offering, an atonement tax for reconciliation, removing the guilt of sin by a blood sacrifice. Don't miss the 3 instructions for collecting the ransom offering from the children of Israel. It will be affordable to all. Verse 13, the first part of it. This is what everyone among you, among those who are numbered, shall give, a half shekel. A half shekel would be equal to about 40 cents. It was required of all. Verse 14, everyone included among those who are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering to the Lord. It was to be equal for all. The first part of verse 15. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. Regardless of means, all pay the same. Silver in the Bible speaks of atonement, and atonement is by blood. The tabernacle was built on the atoning blood of a substitute. Only those who paid the blood tax could be numbered with Israel. So notice the lesson of David in 2 Samuel chapter 24 and also in 1 Chronicles chapter 21. He numbered Israel without the offering, and God killed many people. David tried to number the people as the people of God without taking up the atonement tax. How often do we today try to number the lost as God's people without applying the blood atonement of Jesus Christ's sacrifice? Only those who build on the blood, those who claim the atonement, can be numbered with God's people. They have heaven as their hope. All the rest are destined for hell. Exodus chapter 38, verse 25 and verse 27. And the silver from those who were numbered of the congregation was 100 talents and 1,775 shekels according to the shekel of the sanctuary. And from the 100 talents of silver were cast the sockets of the sanctuary and the bases of the veil. 100 sockets from 100 talents, one talent for each socket. So, silver is the symbol of the price of atonement, and there's no atonement without blood. Leviticus 17:11, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. The silver foundation is the symbol of Christ's precious blood shed on Calvary's cross. The only foundation on which our redemption rests, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, and according to the law, almost all things are purified with blood, and without shedding of blood, there is no remission. What a price! What a precious price! 1 Corinthians 6:20, Paul states, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Peter also declares in 1 Peter 1:18-19, "Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." It was precious blood. The blood of God, not the blood of man. What do you mean, the blood of God? The blood of Jesus Christ was not from man. He was born of a virgin without a human father. His blood was a divine contribution. Paul settles this in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. "Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood." Everything depends on the blood of Jesus Christ. There is no salvation apart from personal application of that blood by faith. The spiritual reality is that no one is saved without it. No exceptions. And not believing does not alter the truth. Not believing in gravity will not prevent you from falling at all. Psalm 14 verse 1 states, "The fool has said, there is no God. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 11. The priest entering into that wilderness tabernacle by the blood of a sacrifice points to the Lord Jesus Christ as he entered the heavenly tabernacle. Listen carefully to Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 and 12. "But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption." The blood of Christ obtained eternal salvation for us by one offering. the services in the tabernacle had to be repeated continually. We read this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 4. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins. Verse 11. And every priest stands ministering daily and offering repeatedly the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. In verse 14, for by one offering he has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. So, what does this all say? The ransom offering is required of every man in order to avoid God's wrath and destruction in hell. Just like the atonement tax, it is affordable for all by its grace. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. Second, it's necessary for all. Born again spiritually, John chapter 3, verses 3 through 8. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. And it's equal for all. It's available to all who ask. Romans 10:13, for whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The atonement is needed, but it is a personal responsibility, a personal, individual matter. Salvation cannot be obtained by proxy. You cannot be saved by the belief of your parents. You cannot be saved by an act of baptism. You cannot be saved by membership in a church. You cannot be saved by a good life. You cannot be saved by religious activities. Salvation is only by an act of faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Apart from this, hell is the only prospect for the lost sinner. The religion of your parents might have helped them if it was based on the blood of Jesus Christ personally appropriated by faith. But their faith does you no good at all. Each one must personally seek forgiveness. You have a great day.